WFHR, locally grown radio. We are back. We are here. Good Monday to everybody out there. We're going to have some fun today. Mm-hmm. We got a good lineup for you. James behind the mic. We got our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good over here.
Another
day of kind of bluish skies out there. It's not bad. Looking at some good temps this week from what I see.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Mostly sunny, bright and beautiful. Highs today climbing to about 83 degrees in Rapids. Winds very calm, too, out of the southwest at about 5 miles per hour. I know there's still some areas of fog. If you're seeing that, that'll clear on out of here pretty quickly. Otherwise, we do have a small shot of a shower storm later this afternoon. But I think a lot of them, the main line, the main event, is going to be pushing through overnight. So about 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., expect that to start. And then we are looking at a wet day ahead of us tomorrow with waves of rain, showers, and storms. Some could be strong. We're not looking at severe, but anywhere from like some gusty winds to maybe some heavy downpours, putting down about a half an inch of rain. All of that is definitely possible by tomorrow. So today, soak up the sunshine and enjoy the 80s.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Enjoy,
that sounds
everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful done. It's a great way to kick off the week.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a good one. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You too. Bye-bye.
Best in the business right there. For
fired up on a Monday.
I love it. I just love the way she gives a forecast. We got good things lined up for you this hour, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, you probably weigh more today than you did on Friday. We're going to discuss.
Well, I can guarantee that.
And if you don't, well, we may have something to help. Fluffy Coke. We have a new trend, Fluffy Coke, to talk about.
Fluffy Coke.
The 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like it to on a Monday with the kitchens open. Looking forward to the segment Melissa worked on so hard for us over the weekend.
Yeah.
We are going to have a good one for you lined up there. It's going to be interesting. I have a little bit of interesting entertainment news for you. Ryan Reynolds really wanted to use Madonna's Like a Prayer. Had to go through quite a bit to be able to do that for his new movie, the new Deadpool movie.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
And Travis and Jason Kelce, the biggest podcast in the world right now, and of course, former football player and current football player, have a new cereal out. We'll discuss.
Oh.
A new cereal.
Cereal. Wow.
Got a new episode, a new season of What the Muppet I want to touch on for everybody in some local theater to remind you about. And we'll talk a little Rafters, let you know what they're up to as well. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, the 10 best fast food joints. 10 of them.
10 of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll get into that.
Culver's better be at the top.
Yeah, we'll find out.
That's going to be the weird one, you know, since they're regional and everything. Will they make the top 10? I'm excited to find out.
We're going to dive in President Biden's announcing yesterday that he will not be seeking re-election. In his official statement, he said, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of the term. I will speak to the nation later this week in more detail about my decision." He has also endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement as the head of the Democratic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
These are very, very much unprecedented times. Between the last weekend with the assassination attempt and this weekend, it is a heavy time. And while we try to give you a break from politics, we also are an information station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Civic Media is a station that focuses very much on democracy.
Right.
And these are things that we are not going to not face and not talk about.
That's right. Very important.
So, wow.
Yes. Wow.
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 That is the appropriate response.
Like, I mean, I don't really need us to dive into this all that much.
Not really.
But I just, wow, man, just wow.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about who the VP possible pick, if Kamala is in there. I'm also curious because all these delegates are now open. So
right, exactly.
A lot of other people could throw their hat in the ring. There's going to be a lot of information, and we have 100 days until the election.
Right.
So there's
quite a long time.
Yeah, but there's nothing that we know right now in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know is that President Biden is going to be retiring, and he's retiring at 80. He's retiring much later than most people do in life.
That's true.
There is probably a 1,000 reasons for him to do this, to give up literally his dream job that he worked his whole political career, his whole life for.
Right.
And the idea of doing this now, don't think he didn't understand that this could also mean affect the last days of his term. Mm-hmm. So that's something in there, too,
that's
to
true.
Think about with this. Along with the fact that the person he's running against was falling asleep throughout the whole week last week during the RNC when everybody was praising him like he's a king or something. along with also the fact that he's trying to stay out of jail and he is best friends with Putin and another and Kim Jong. These are factors to think about with this man and this person.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to focus on President Biden for a second. And
please do.
What I'd like to do is, first off, thank him for whatever the reasons he made this decision. I appreciate him making this decision because if he made this decision, again, giving up his dream job and everything, mm-hmm. he thinks it's the best thing for the country.
Right.
And regardless of what you might think of him or his presidency, this man has proven time and time and time again how much he believes in this country, believes in democracy. Mm-hmm. And so he is doing these things for those reasons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have to think, among others, certainly.
There's a lot of reasons, but yeah, you're right.
But has anybody ever paid attention to former presidents when they get out of office and what they look like? Mm-hmm. Take a look at Barack Obama right now,
mm-hmm.
and then take a look at him when he was in office. That
yeah.
man looks 20 years younger.
Quite a bit different.
It's true.
I am hoping President Biden is able to enjoy some of his life
mm-hmm.
and his retirement and some mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah.
And what do you do? What do you do after this? Like, this is the job. It's one thing to, you know, leave your dream job. But
right.
after president, I mean, you know, some former presidents become lobbyists. Some of them go around on tours.
Yeah, write books, do things.
Yeah. I don't see him, especially at this age, doing those things.
Not really.
So
no.
I would like to suggest something.
Okay.
I would just like to help out. I don't know if President Biden is a listener. If he is, we welcome him to the show. Thank you very much for listening, sir. We appreciate you and appreciate your run. A Nigerian man played mobile game Dream League Soccer 2023 for 75 consecutive hours, breaking a Guinness World Record.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't know he even broke this. He was just playing the game.
Yeah.
No.
I was just so into it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. The record-keeping organization said Onseed Okolowa broke the record for the longest video game marathon playing a soccer game, besting the 50-hour record held by Englishman David Whitefoot in 2022.
Wow.
So, wow. President Biden, I mean, I don't know. Playing video games, man.
Esports.
I mean, yeah, play some video games.
I would love the thought of in his retirement. Yeah, he goes, it's like, I'm going to take up esports. Yeah.
Just takes up esports. Start breaking some records, man.
That would be awesome.
It doesn't take a whole lot of energy. You don't have to do a whole lot, but you still keeps your brain fresh.
That's
and
right,
your
yeah.
mind, you know, going and everything, so it keeps you healthy there. I don't know. This seems to have come out of nowhere for the guy. I don't know if he had necessarily a plan other than running for another 4 years, running
right.
one of the most important jobs in the free world.
Right.
He's probably trying to improv here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do? I would like to also invite him on Playmakers. I hear he's a sports show. He's a sports fan. Just give him something to do. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's important to keep
right.
the mind going and healthy and everything.
Right. Let's see. He's from Delaware, right next to Maryland. So I'm guessing he's a Baltimore
Gotta be,
fan.
Right?
Although, but he's from
yeah.
Pittsburgh originally. So maybe he's like a Steelers yeah. fan or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if he's talked about what
we'll
his favorite teams
him.
Are. There
we'll,
we go.
We'll ask him on the show.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out if he joins us.
Yes.
But
I'm sure he'll have lots of free time, you know, come what, December?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. I do want to say, though, one of the things that came up over the weekend was hearing from a number of our listeners how much they appreciate our coverage.
Oh, good.
We give you very straight, down the line, democratic, factual coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in these times, I like to think that we're a reservoir for people to be able to go to when you're looking for that.
I hope so.
There is plenty of people out there that like opinions and like listening to those, and there's a lot of outlets for that. A lot of outlets for that. You don't ever have to have your own thought if you want. You can just listen to other people all you want. But we encourage
That's
you to think
option.
For yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Think for
we
yourselves,
do.
And that is part mm-hmm. of what we do here at Civic Media.
Right.
And appreciate the best listeners and radio out there for the feedback we got this weekend, and especially with what was going on yesterday with our coverage. A shout out to our news team and to the great work that everybody was doing
mm-hmm.
in quick time yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
Real
all
time.
The news team. I had nothing to do with it. Great job, everybody else.
You were busy, though, Melissa. Most
well,
of us.
I was. I had other things working. working on, but I was not helpful with that.
We do appreciate you setting some stuff up. I don't have to get too into details of it, but we got some team building we're going to be doing this week. And
it's true. Yeah.
As long as I can get through to them.
We'll figure it out. I wanted to say, when I was a kid, I fractured my ankle, right at the end of the school year.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So the whole summer I had a cast and I had a fractured ankle, tore my ACL, MCL, all that. I'll never forget it because of how much I wanted to be out there playing sports with my friends. Towards the end of summer, I would hit. And I'd have a pitch runner.
Nice.
So somebody else could run so I could at least hit, even though with a big cast on my foot.
Do that much.
Yeah. Took some of your power away, but you know.
It wasn't necessarily the greatest move on my part, but I love summer. I love being out there. And as a typical Midwest kid, I know that we don't have many of these days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that summer, I'm starting to think summer has an issue with me. So I've had other times with incidents happening and everything. Last weekend, the weekend before, I had a severe tooth pain and a fever and was knocked out of commission pretty much the whole weekend. This weekend, I was playing hardcore football with a bunch of guys and got a concussion.
Wait a minute, James. Where were you playing? Were you playing football? Is that how it happened? Is that really how it happened, James?
I slid down some stairs. I slid down some stairs. I wasn't playing football. I wasn't doing anything cool.
Trying a new game called vertical baseball.
Yeah. I've got sliding down in baseball.
He's got sliding down.
James, you're supposed to save the sledding for winter, not summer. You're getting your seasons mixed up, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
I know you're a city boy, but yeah.
Summer sledding, is that a new thing? No,
that write that
I don't
down.
Even,
write that one joke down. Don't want to do that again. Don't want that to happen again. I smacked my head good. I scraped up my back really good and everything. So I am dealing with a little bit of confusion and disorientation in my brain. I think that could make some fun live radio. So let's go ahead and see what happens, everybody.
Okay, Seth, you're on fact-checking, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Has anyone warned the FCC? Anyone warned the...
Penguins are the greatest animal on the planet.
Well, you always say that. It doesn't matter.
That's not
factual. Now I'm telling you it as a fact, though. Tell me. I do have everything in line, and we have the El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club around the corner, I was going to say.
Out on the street.
We'll come back and we'll do some happy birthday singing when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Call up and join the conversation. Love the idea of live birthday readings. That's always fun. Get them to us, everyone.
Yes.
And thank you to everybody who got us some birthdays and anniversaries for our list today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dive right in. I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating.
And wait. Before you get to those, I have an honorary mention of my dad.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
My dad's birthday today.
All right. Hey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, happy birthday to him. Wishing him a great day. Wishing him a great, great day.
Nice.
Thank you for that, Melissa. Thanks for including that. We also have another honorable mention to get in that can't win or qualify, but she wins all the time around here, we'd like to think. Our good friend, Pastor Beth Ron Hadbagger.
Yes, indeed.
I've never messed up your name before. I've never done that.
That's all right.
I mean, not on not purpose.
Yeah, of course not. So no.
But yes, we want to wish Pastor Beth a very happy birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Happy birthday, Beth.
Yeah, we had a big shindig for her this last weekend. It was a big birthday, and I can say what it was. It was the big 5-0. Because, and I can say that because she doesn't look 50 at all.
No,
no,
no. She tells people that, and they don't believe her that she's 50 now. So,
I don't. Yeah. I don't believe her. No, I don't. We wish you the best, Beth. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Beth, of course, joins us on these airwaves from time to time, yep, co-hosting and pitch hitting for us. You've heard her on the commercials as well, mm-hmm, and hopefully heard her services. I'd like to encourage everybody, if you get the chance, if you haven't before, go to YouTube, mm-hmm, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, and you can see her Sunday services. Mm-hmm. I know my father enjoys them from time to time, checks them out and everything, and that's part of where I would like to go with Beth, because for me, my whole life, I have never felt very comfortable around religious people. I respect and adore mm-hmm religion in many ways, but I've felt like an outsider looking in many times in my life, and have not felt welcome in many places around many people when it comes to that. Beth is the opposite of that, and she's the first person I've met in that elk that has made me feel comfortable being me around her.
Yes.
To the point where I don't think anything of it anymore. I certainly respect it, but it doesn't. It's not even the first five things I think mm-hmm of when I think of Beth.
Right.
And I really appreciated that, especially because we worked very closely together during Chapter 2.
That's right.
And I think she is a fantastic actor. It was a lot of fun to work with. Mm-hmm. And appreciate her soul. Appreciate the person she is. Enjoy your day, Beth. Hope it's a great one for you. And there's no way she is 50. There's no way. No way.
We need to see the birth certificate. All right.
We're back to that again. Yep. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list that can win and can qualify. And first up, we wish happy birthday to Les Ross.
Happy birthday, Les.
Happy birthday, Les.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. I've always thought the name Lester was great, in part because you can go by Les.
Les, yeah.
I think that's a good
Not
name.
Enough Les's out there.
Yeah. And our qualifiers today, celebrating an anniversary, ooh, a couple familiar names, Gary and Heather Sayers.
Oh!
Hey, happy anniversary, Gary and
those
Heather.
Two.
If you are in the Nacoosa area, you know who Heather is.
Oh, yes.
Period. Like, she's everywhere. She works so hard for that community and does so much around there. And, mm-hmm, of course, Heather worked with us for a while.
A little while, yeah. She
we
sure
appreciated
did.
Working mm-hmm with her. She even worked with us for a little while when she was at the Wisconsin Rapid City Times.
That's right.
We really enjoy working with Heather. A wonderful mm-hmm soul, wonderful person. And Gary is awesome himself. So mm-hmm wishing you guys a happy anniversary. And you're our qualifiers today.
Nice. Woo-hoo. I do have one from yesterday. And because I wasn't here on Friday, I wasn't able to do it. So I want to wish my parents a happy anniversary. That was yesterday. Their 51st anniversary was yesterday. So,
wow.
51. Mm-hmm.
Happy 51, you two.
Yeah.
Awesome. And if we're going back to yesterday, it was my sister-in-law's birthday yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Nice. Very cool.
It's all bunched up in July, yep, I guess.
Well, and I've got a birthday from Saturday. I want it. No, I don't. I just wanted
feeling
to fit
left
in.
Out.
I just wanted to fit in. I just we wish a look at our celebrity list for right now. And happy birthday to the very talented Selena Gomez, 32.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Speaking of Beth, Beth is the one that told me she was a child actor. I didn't even know that
she
up
was.
Until I was
That's
talking
right.
to her about it.
She was a Disney kid, yep.
You
didn't know that?
No, I came across her for the first time in Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I did not. I knew that she was a singer,
yep,
and I knew that she had acted before, but I didn't know her history of that or mm-hmm anything. And I'm kind of glad I did, because I went into Only Murders as just a blank slate for her.
Right.
And mm-hmm I started watching that show because I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short, the two of my all-time biggest influences and favorite people. Mm-hmm. She blows me away in almost every episode I've seen her in, and she not only hangs with those guys, but is funnier than them sometimes in some of the things she does. She is incredibly talented, and mm-hmm I cannot wait to see what she does going forward with her career. I think they're going into the final season of Only Murders. That's going to free her up a little bit more, mm-hmm, probably to do some more movies and everything. She's been doing a lot more Latin movies, a lot more movies where she's speaking Spanish and a lot of
that's
that.
Cool.
I think she is incredible, and I would not be surprised to see her nominated for an Oscar one day.
That'd be cool.
I think she's that level of talent where she's that good.
Yep.
And man, the chemistry with those three is just unparalleled.
It's pretty remarkable.
You've got to be good not only to be able to roll with those guys mm-hmm and improv with those guys, but to put ego aside for comedy. Not enough people do that with comedy and realize that you have to do that. Your ego does not belong in a comedic room. mm-hmm. and it will not survive. You mm-hmm. can tell. You can tell when people like a Russell Crowe or somebody tries to do comedy, and it's just not very good. You've got to be a certain type that can pull it off. She mm-hmm. is very much that type.
Right.
She is that person.
I mean, she was in Trial by Fire. Mm. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In 2005.
So she, yeah, okay. So she's had her practice. Yeah. The wonderful AJ Cook is 46 today. She is JJ on Criminal Minds. She's done some other stuff too. I think she was in Bend It Like Beckham and some other things.
Wow.
That was a good movie.
She's a great actor. I like her. Another great TV actor, Colin Ferguson, is 52 today. Sheriff Jack Carter on Sci-Fi's Eureka.
Oh, yes. I remember that show.
I think one of the most underrated shows I've ever seen is Eureka.
Yes.
That was a fantastic show.
It was
wonderful
quirky.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
A very quirky mm-hmm. show.
Had a very sitcom-y feel to it while also being incredibly sci-fi.
Yeah.
Almost like if the Jetsons was real. Like, with
something
real
like
actors
that. Yeah,
or
right,
something
right.
like that almost. And he was great on it. Mm-hmm. I really expected him to be bigger. I keep waiting for him to get a break or a big opportunity. He sort of did. He's the Maytag guy. I mean, he's got those commercials.
Hey, man, it's not to sneeze at to be the main
consistent
guy.
Work.
It is.
Consistent work.
He's also been in quite a few Christmas shows, probably on Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. Nice sideline to have. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would take
well,
that.
I mean, he's
take
a that. Handsome man.
He is very handsome. Yes.
I would do any Hallmark movie they wanted me to right now. Just get that resume going. Tim Brown is 58. His resume is stacked.
Oh, wow.
Retired Oakland Raider receiver. One of the best return men in football history. Great hands.
He was
great
something
receiver.
Else.
Yeah. He had a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shawn Michaels is 59, the Heartbreak Kid, formerly WWE superstar. He is one of the more popular wrestlers in history. Let's see here. David Spade is 60.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now, you talk about not looking your age. He definitely doesn't look 60.
He's looking good.
No. The sidekick and partner of Chris Farley in mm-hmm. so many SNL sketches and certainly movies. Has made a great name for himself otherwise and done a lot of good work. I really liked him in the TV show Just Shoot Me.
Yeah.
I really liked him mm-hmm. in that. Not many people do sarcasm better than David Spade.
Yes. So, they used him very well in that show. Yeah, they did, yeah.
Him as the voice of the llama in The Emperor's New Groove. Best role ever.
It's perfect casting. It really is. It is perfect casting.
He did so good in that.
One of my favorite actors, favorite stand-up comedians, I should say stand-up artists, John Leguizamo is 64 today.
Oh, yes.
We've seen him as a side actor in so many movies mm-hmm. over the years.
Mm-hmm. Great character actor, yeah.
Incredible character actor and done some really, really fun work over the years. He did an HBO special back in the day that was one of the... Like I saw when I was in high school, and it completely changed how I look at so many different things, and mm-hmm. and also reinforced a lot of the things that my father taught me about fighting against stereotypes mm-hmm. and how to handle them. Just incredible artist, very good writer. Big, big happy 64th birthday to Mr. John right. Leguizamo. He's also the voice of Sloth in the Ice Age movie.
Yes, he is.
Ice Age. I was going to mention that.
Yeah. William Dafoe is 69.
All right. Wisconsin's own.
Yes. And one of the greatest actors I've ever seen. Like, mm-hmm. Just period. Like the Green Goblin and Spider-Man, Sergeant Ellis in Platoon. A million roles. And he's mm-hmm. got a million roles coming up, too, because he's not slowing down or anything.
No.
He just did a movie where he's basically, he plays a thief who breaks into a high-rise apartment. One of these lofty, mm-hmm. richy apartments. He breaks in and the apartment locks down. And he's stuck in there for a week or something like that. And it's just basically him in the whole movie, like, working it. And he carries it so well.
Wow.
It's very well done. And at his age, you think about doing a role like that, mm-hmm. where all the lines you have to learn, all the blocking, all the different things. It's just incredible. Like,
yep.
What he doesn't have to do anything.
No.
William Dafoe's legacy is set.
He's set, yeah.
He's been in over 100 films.
Yeah, man, just incredible actor.
He does a great job at making you hate him.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he's really good at it.
Got so much mm-hmm. charisma, mm-hmm. so much energy. And not for nothing, but he was told long before Platoon, a face like that, never going to make it.
Nope.
And William Dafoe is the last one laughing.
Yep, that's right.
Don Henley is 77 today. Eagles front man and a pretty good solo career on his own. Boys of Summer, All She Wants to Do is Dance, some mm-hmm. others. Comedic genius Albert Brooks is 77.
Mm-hmm.
Man, a lot of big birthdays today.
Yes.
One of the greater, funnier comedians that I've ever seen. And I loved his work with Robert De Niro and analyzed that. I think that's some more recent work. He worked with The Simpsons a lot and did a lot of stuff on there.
He was one of the first big names that would actually guest star, I believe, on The Simpsons.
Yes.
When no one else would touch it with like a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was another one of those guys where I think they've got like, I don't know if it's hours, but they've got like lots of ad libs he did when he was he did his guest spot on that of just stuff that he kept going, you know, kind of like your Robin Williams kind of stuff. Yeah.
He can ramble like nobody and make every word of it funny and meaningful. Just a great, very, very funny man.
One of my favorite notes about him, his father was a radio actor and director whose name was Harry Einstein. His real name is Albert Einstein. That's why he changed his last name to Brooks, because he's like, oh, right, yeah.
I should mention Broadcast News. That was one I really wanted to mention. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he is...
Finding Nemo.
Yeah,
Finding
Nemo.
Dory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in both of those.
Yep. Yeah, he is the voice of the dad in Finding Nemo.
You know, he was also one of the guys who gave some early credibility to Saturday Night Live, too, because he made all those short films in the first couple of years that they were doing the show, too.
Albert Brooks has taken a lot of chances in his career.
Yes, he has.
That in hindsight, don't look like taking chances
at all, right?
Whether it is SNL or The Simpsons,
yep.
mm-hmm. or it is being an actor of his elk and doing voice acting back in the Finding Nemo day when not every big name was necessarily doing some of that. And before that, some actors like Brad Pitt and everything had really bad experiences with it. So not everybody was continuing to do work like that. It worked out for him.
Man.
It worked out for him.
He's a good one.
Danny Glover is 78 and he is too old for this. Great actor. Just great actor.
One of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Fantastic
love Danny Glover.
I love that he's still around. Love that he's still working. I feel that way about all these guys we've just mentioned with them. And the king of funk, George Clinton, is 83.
Oh,
Parliament,
yeah.
Funkadelic, Ooh. Flashlight, Atomic Dog, Give Up the Funk. If there is any hip-hop song you have enjoyed since the dawn of hip-hop, you probably have a beat to thank from George Clinton
yes,
and
you
P-Funk.
Do. You absolutely do.
Incredible artist. Mm-hmm. Incredible artist. I love George Clinton. Big fan. Big P-Funk fan. Terrence Stamp is 86. General Zod in Superman 2. He was in Smallville. And Siegfried in the Get Smart movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great character actor.
Yep.
And some people no longer with us, like former presidential candidate and congressman, senator, I should say, Bob Dole, born in this day in 1923, passed away in 2021. World War II hero and retired U.S. senator and congressman from Kansas. Mm-hmm. Bob Dole also had something that we sorely, sorely miss right now and could desperately use out of our politicians. That man could laugh at himself.
Yep.
That man could make a
great
joke
sense of humor.
He had a great sense of humor and was able to laugh at himself and make jokes. His stuff on SNL was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not hurt his credibility one bit.
Mm-mm.
Nobody thought differently of Bob Dole because he could take a punch. He could take a joke.
Yep.
I am so sick of every single one of these politicians that think that they are godlike, that they are untouchable. Like Bob Dole was this man gave how much to this country? And could still take a joke.
He couldn't. He gave the use of his arm.
Yeah,
he had an arm that didn't work because of his service. So
and he
yeah.
would make fun of it.
Yes, yeah.
Like that's the man he was. He was that comfortable in his own skin and understood that much that hey, it's not. If I'm making people laugh, that's great. I admire that man more than I could really put into words.
He was a great reach across the aisle as well.
Yes.
I remember in the late '90s, after he did his presidential run, he came out with a book called Political Humor. You know, just funny quotes from politicians all throughout the years. He came on Conan's show, Conan O'Brien's show, and of course Conan unmercifully made fun of, you know, the whole Robert Smigel thing that he did with him, but he was a great sport about it. He came on his show and talked about it. It was great.
Heck of a human being. We appreciated his service and everything he did for this country. And one last one for you. I told you it was a big list. Alex Trebek, born on this day in 1940, passed away in 2020. It's already been 2 years.
It's already been that long. Wow.
Of course, the host of Jeopardy. And again, you talk about somebody that could not only take a joke, but also give one. Alex Trebek was pretty
sneaky
darn
sense
good.
Of humor, that man.
Yeah, I don't know if you're ever going to see somebody better at what at that job than him. He was incredible at it.
37 seasons of Jeopardy he hosted.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. We wish again a happy birthday to all the people out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, everybody, and encourage you to head over to El Cafe. Their doors are open.
No, they're not. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
That's a Monday.
Right. That's right.
Darn Monday.
Their doors will be open tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Head on over there tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And tomorrow, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We'll be back after our news break on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you weigh yourself every day, you might want to chill out on that. Experts say weekly weigh-ins are better because it prevents you from becoming too obsessed, but it still keeps you aware of weight fluctuations.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's weight varies from day to day, and that's normal. On average, it fluctuates 0.35% during the week, and we tend to weigh more on Mondays right after the weekend.
Mm. Okay, all right.
And here are the six main reasons you might weigh a little more or less from one day to the other.
Oh, interesting.
How hydrated you are.
Oh.
You'll weigh less if you're dehydrated, which isn't a good thing.
That's right. Yeah. This is a bad thing. Mm.
Most of the stuff on the list has something to do with water weight, to keep that in mind.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. The type of food you ate. If your dinner was high in carbs, you'll weigh more the next day. Your body has to retain 3 to 4 grams of water for every gram of carbs you eat.
Ooh.
Again, your body has to retain 3 to 4 grams of water for every gram of carbs you eat. Salty food make you retain water too
as well. Right Oh wow, I hadn't thought about that, but that makes total sense.
How much food you ate. If you eat a half pound of food, you're obviously going to weigh a half pound more,
right?
At least for a little while.
Right.
Well, and then I've heard recently, and I don't know if it's anything about that on here, James, but that they're still, I mean, this is still a fraught topic because there's still a lot of stuff we don't know. And of course, everyone's different as well. But there's been some studies about, you know, how much energy do we use, like literally processing the food we eat? Is it like 10% of the food? It's really a fascinating topic. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? It takes more energy to digest celery.
Something like that. It is than the calories it gives you. Right. Like right. That, something like that.
I think that'd be an interesting topic.
Oh yeah.
Diving into how much it takes to burn this off or that kind of thing. That's interesting. Hormonal changes. Women retain water during their cycle and can temporarily gain up to 4 to 5 pounds because of it, which is completely normal. And exercise. Again, because of water weight, the average person sweats out about a liter of water or 2 pounds worth during 1 hour of moderate exercise.
Wow.
But any water you drink during your workout counteracts that.
Right, right.
For all those reasons, experts say the best thing to do is to weigh yourself once a week and always at the same time of day.
That makes all the sense in the world. And so, make sure when you first wake up in the morning, if you want to see how tall you are, that's the best time because you'll be at your tallest.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because as you walk throughout the day, you shrink a little bit, you know, because your
spine
joints.
Compresses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing to do with our topic here.
No,
just thought I'd throw it out there.
That is interesting. That is interesting. I didn't realize that. And I understand during the summer, we tend to be a little more sensitive about our weight and more careful of it, or if you will, more aware of it, I should say, when it comes to that time of year. So these are things to keep in mind. Hopefully give yourself some grace when it comes to that, one way or the other, and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life, everybody.
Weight
be healthy.
Just a number.
That's right.
Yeah, really is. And I promise you, whoever's out there, whatever you're doing right now, you're looking good. You are looking good. Keep it up. We'll take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little more about this new trend, Fluffy Coke, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're having a good one out there.
We hear you're leaving. That's okay.
Let's talk a little bit about Coca-Cola and how it's been a wildly popular for over 100 years. Over 100 years, Coca-Cola has been in business. They are the number one soda in the mm-hmm. world.
They've been that way for a very long time.
Yeah, they got to a point where there was a time when we were kids where Pepsi and Coke were, there was a chance Pepsi had.
It seemed that way anyway.
And
new Coke debacle.
It got to the point where eventually Pepsi was like, you know what? We're in second place. We're good with that.
Right.
And we're just going to go ahead and lean into that and lean into our market and mm-hmm. our core audience and right. all of that. You don't see that very often in competition when it comes to companies.
No.
It's interesting. Usually yep. one dwarfs the other and devours the other, quite mm-hmm. frankly. It's kind of interesting to see yep. that both are still existing.
Now, of course, now they're getting some... getting some heat from Dr. Pepper now, I hear,
yes.
these days. Pepsi is his number two, so.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what could bring one of them out ahead of the other, in my opinion?
What's that?
Being the first to stop plastic pollution mm-hmm. from their company.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to say bring back the 7-bean burrito, but...
All right. I don't know how they could do that. They're not Taco Bell.
I was expecting new Coke. I was expecting
a new Coke. Didn't Pepsi own Taco Bell for a while?
Yes, I thought so.
I think they did. Yeah. So anyway.
So with a soda that's been around for 100 years, it's a little hard to improve it, quote unquote improve it, but some people try. Two women are going viral for sharing their so-called fluffy Coke, which is a spin on the previous cola and cream trends of dirty soda and pilk and some of that.
Oh, right. Mm. I remember that.
With a cream, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You take a cup of and slather marshmallow fluff all around the inside. Add ice. Pour a can of Coke inside and drink it through a straw. The straw is important because you want to avoid a fluffy mustache. you also need to use the straw to scrape the fluff off the sides of the cup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It apparently works with other sodas too, including Dr. Pepper. And you need to use marshmallow fluff, not marshmallow cream. That's a big. They make that very much
a distinction
very distinct
there.
About
yeah.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Recipes are different.
That's right.
Would you guys try this?
Yeah. I think I would. I think about something that doesn't seem to go together, like a root beer float.
Mm.
Okay. On paper, it seems kind of weird. And you yeah. think about it, but hey. Root beer floats are great. Mm-hmm. I know people who don't like root beer, but they still like root beer floats kind of thing. Yeah. So totally, this makes sense. Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, and didn't the original soda, soda shops where you go and they make you a soda or Italian soda, they do it with a dairy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, the original, like you said, Melissa, they had the syrup and the seltzer water, and they made it in front of you. That's mm-hmm. how they made soda until they had the pre-made stuff like they do now.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. interesting. I would try it.
Not a bad idea.
Interesting. I always like when we're trying different things like this
right.
too, in part because of a root beer float and mm-hmm. the success of that. Why not try some of these things?
Absolutely.
I'd probably try it with Dr. Pepper with one of their new strawberry Dr. Pepper.
Are there strawberry cream? Don't they have something like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. That sounds good. Yeah. With a fruit flavor in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have had it like this, then I there's no necessity to this, but I do think it's fun to try your own root beer floats, making them yourself, mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. your favorite root beer. I'm a big Barks fan.
Right.
And I've tried it. It tastes different with Barks.
I'm sure.
It really does. It's it has some kind of bite more to it or something. I don't know.
Well, Barks has bite, so.
It does. That's right, Chase. It does. It's walked right into it.
Remember that old ad campaign?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. But it's still in the back of my brain.
It must be.
Where's the beef? I see they're all back there. They're all back there. ads don't go away. They just stay in the back of your
they
brain.
They do. They never
Rent
go
free.
Away. See, yeah, Melissa. She. Free. Yeah. See, that's the thing. You missed the TV, but this is one of the nice things about it.
Yeah,
remember all the jingles from all the stupid commercials. Oh,
I would love to be able to come up with something like this too, create something like this. I don't know where I would even begin, and my mind doesn't work that way, but I think it seems like it'd be kind of fun. This is from a social media personality, Emma Grace, and her Southern Belle Meemaw. So I don't know. They're smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff, but I think it's kind of fun to do these things. I'd love to experiment and try something new.
Right. I don't know about the name, though. Fluffy Coke?
Fluffy Coke.
I mean, it makes sense, but it just sounds unappetizing to me.
It brings mold to mind.
Yeah, something like that. So, eh.
Something about it don't seem, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got
the
you.
Execution is a lot better than the name. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I would call it Marshmallow Coke.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Or I would call it a trip to the dentist, is what I would call it.
Yes. There are three kinds of people in the world. Those who assume strangers are nice, those who assume strangers are not nice, and those who never interact with anyone and just keep them themselves. I think there's more than three types of people. But yeah.
I think you're right.
A new poll asked people which of these two camps they belong to. Everyone is nice until they prove that they are a bad person, or everyone's a bad person until they prove they are nice.
Oh, God.
70% of people said the former. They give new people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But 30% said that new people are considered enemies and have to learn earn their stripes as a friend.
Seriously?
People had some strong opinions. One person said, assuming people aren't nice leads to people acting actually becoming less nice. Mm. And another said, neither until proven otherwise. And I go in with a blank slate.
Okay.
But so we can discuss this. We've got some time left in the segment. But one thing that I think that is a positive, and I wanted to wrap up the hour on a positive, 70% of people think the former there, that mm-hmm. they give mm-hmm. people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
70% of people giving others the benefit of the doubt.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't think we hear numbers like that very often. Mm-mm. That's a high number, 70%. That's mm-hmm. a pretty good percentage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, James, it's something you've talked about many, many times on the show. It's, in fact, it's one of your, I don't know if it's a mantra of yours, you know, if you're going to walk around with clenched fists, you're going to get into a fight. And that kind of sounds, you know, something similar to that, like what we're talking about right now. Why would you just automatically assume someone is, that's so weird to me. It's so foreign that you think, this person's out to get me. That sounds paranoid. It's like,
Well, I would throw out there that at different points in my life, I have had both opinions. Mm. So I grew up with most people are nice. Like, mm-hmm. and for most of my, I would say, young adulthood and into adulthood, that was the way I viewed life and looked at the world.
Mm-hmm.
After having been treated poorly by people, you lose a little faith in them.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that can change your opinion. And there's been different periods of time in my life where I have a very paranoid outlook and just feel like everybody's out to get me and I need to protect Ooh. Myself. So it's not a matter of walking around with clenched fists. It's a matter of walking around with being aware and cautious,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it takes a while to rebuild that trust in humanity after you have been knocked down.
Yeah. And hopefully with that comes, you know, people to kind of give you some hope in others. You know, mm-hmm. You run into enough good people and things like that can happen.
And I know there are good people out there, of course. I know many of them. Not Seth, but there are many of them. I'm kidding. Seth's fine.
I hear what you're saying, Melissa. For me, and because I've been in the spot where the third person, what James said, what he was talking mm-hmm. about, the kind of the joke, you know, you don't interact with it. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have
mm-hmm.
been in that situation, and that was not good at all.
Yeah.
That was actually very
isolating.
Exactly. It's really interesting, and like you were referring to, Melissa, it's experience. You know, mm-hmm. what is your experience with people? And I can totally see you have a run of just people treating you bad, and you have horrible experiences. That I would totally understand being a little gun shy after mm-hmm. that. So
yeah, it changes your outlook a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I had in a different way, but in a similar way at the mm-hmm. same time, a similar upbringing that Melissa did in many ways when it comes to some of these things she's referring to and everything. But growing up in a big city, I kind of just took that as people are people, and mm-hmm. I didn't take too much of it personal, even when some of it was. But what I did struggle with, and I've talked to Sheriff Becker many times about mm-hmm. this, on air, off air. I was in my early 30s before I had a good experience with a police officer.
Mm.
And I did not realize how much of a stereotype I had in that regard to right. that. Having a good interaction with a police officer in Illinois that really changed things for me. And then coming up here and being more, to be honest, being less of a knucklehead, that helps. That certainly goes a long way. But being able to, One of the things that bothered me was what I was seeing with a lot of social media and a lot of people kind of judging people with a badge and not treating them like they're human beings. And I know for a fact that, well, all the good police officers, they hate bad cops more than anybody.
Right.
More than anybody.
Right.
They make their job that much harder. Mm-hmm. They make it that much more difficult to connect with your community, right, et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't until really getting to meet Sean and becoming friends with him that I've realized a lot more of right. these things and how much of it was me walking around with my fists clenched, mm-hmm. expecting, oh, here's an officer. He's not going to like me.
Right.
Some of that.
Yeah.
I've also mentioned that I see somebody with a Confederate flag, and I immediately think that is a person who is not going to like me.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably somebody who has some stereotypes, some anti-Semitism, some racism, or something like that. That is what I've always dealt with that flag, literally my whole life.
Right.
I had a Dukes of Hazzard little, like one of those little bikes you could ride as a little kid, the three-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a man, an older man, I was like 7, 8 years old, an older man whip me off of it and take it because I wasn't allowed to ride something with a Confederate flag with my skin.
Oh, gosh.
I could easily be very, very tense towards every single human being, especially white people, if I'm being blunt about this and everything, as long as I'm just talking off the cuff here. But these are the things that I've learned more and more as I've gotten older that have no place in my world, in my life, in my brain, for me, just speaking for me.
Right.
I refuse to be that person. Even if I was right, I don't want to walk around that way. Mm. I don't want to be that guy. And I think
it's exhausting.
It's much to just do. And so this 70% of people that give the benefit of the doubt, that's very encouraging to me.
Yeah, it is.
I think mm-hmm. that there's some positive to that.
Absolutely.
And certainly, I can only hope, and I think a lot of us feel this way, that we can get to a place in society and life where our disagreements, our divisiveness is because, well, some of us are jerks. it has nothing to do with political
race,
sides.
Religion, doesn't matter.
None of that. Just a jerk. Just, you know, some people. I don't know. But you know, teach.
It's funny. That's what we're looking for. It's like, that's what we want. It's so, just, you know, it's just, I don't like you because you're mean.
Yeah.
Mean.
You're just mean. That's it. It's nothing to do with anything else other than you're just mean. It's something we could all strive for, hope for, and everything. We've got a bunch of stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off with the Kitchens Open, the wonderful segment Melissa works so hard on. That'll be the start to the 9 o'clock hour coming up right here at.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.